I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Fallon, Myers, Colbert, and Jeffries on the GOP healthcare flop. Jim Jeffries draws comparisons between the Senate's healthcare bill and KFC, and Jimmy Fallon guesses what went down in the GOP senators' meeting with President Trump. Seth Meyers and Stephen Colbert join in today's Punchlines.
Senate Republicans today delayed the vote on their healthcare bill to repeal and replace Obamacare because they didn't have enough votes. But since when have Republicans let a little thing like not having the majority vote get in their way?
Here's the deal. Republicans, who were already nervous, ran for the exits after the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office announced yesterday that under the GOP plan, 22 million people would lose their health coverage. 22, that's a big number. That's a big number, I admit. Now, to put that number into perspective, if you laid 22 million people end to end, it would reach Canada, where they could get health care.
So how has the American Health Care Act changed since leaving the House? Well, for one, it's got a new name. It's now called the Better Care Reconciliation Act. It's like when Kentucky Fried Chicken became KFC. They're both still exactly the same thing, and they both involve old white men from Kentucky getting rich off your heart attack.
President Trump invited all Republican senators to the White House today for a meeting about health care. Yep, I guess he turned to each of them and said, "You have 5 seconds to explain it to me. Go." I don't get it. I don't get it.
Sunday, that which the ancients called Kellyanne Conway emerged from her chamber of secrets to weigh in on the bill's cuts to Medicaid.
When you said everybody who's on Medicaid now is grandfathered in and is not going to face any cuts, and that simply is not factual if you have more than $800 billion in cuts. It also
raises...
Well,
you keep calling them cuts, but we don't see them as cuts. It's slowing the rate of growth in the future and getting Medicaid back to where it was. Obamacare expanded the pool of Medicaid recipients beyond its original intention.
Yes, they're not cuts. It's just returning Medicaid to its original intention. It's like an arsonist saying, "I didn't burn the house down. I just took the ground back to pre-house levels." Okay? This is... You see how that's better?
It came out yesterday that under the Republican health care plan, 22 million people will lose their health insurance over the next decade. 22 million. Or as Trump put it, "Wow, that's like half my inauguration crowd." It was 44 million people.
But after yesterday's CBO score, people started piling on. According to Democratic Senator Brian Schatz, CBO confirms this thing is a blank sandwich. Now, we do not know yet what word there was redacted. So let's just say it's a Schatz sandwich.
So what's better about it? Well, the House bill was estimated to leave 23 million more people uninsured. And the Senate bill...
22 million will lose their insurance by the year 2026.
Ah, 22 million is way better. It's like finding out your wife only slept with 22 of your friends instead of 23. Marriage saved.
The American Medical Association has also spoken out against it, saying while doctors all swear an oath to first do no harm, this bill violates that standard on many levels. Honestly, I'm not sure if that's true. I think it just might be a matter of punctuation. All they have to do is change it from first do no harm to first do no harm.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.